AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Islamic State group is worrying U.S. officials who are talking now about what militants may be able to do here and overseas. Defense Secretary Ash Carter popped up in Baghdad this morning to see for himself how the fight against the militants is going. Our Robert Burns is there.
Wants to get an update from both the Iraqi and the American commanders about progress on the campaign against the Islamic State, including the coming counteroffensive in Ramadi out in Anbar province.
And here at home, FBI Director James Comey is warning that the Islamic State group is trying to inspire troubled Americans to commit violent acts here in the States. Our Jackie Quinn reports on what he said to a group of national security experts at a summit in Aspen, Colorado.
FBI Director James Comey noted that the people the Islamic State group are trying to reach are people that al-Qaeda would never use as operatives because they're often unstable, troubled, and drug users. He was asked if the threat from the Islamic State group had eclipsed that of al-Qaeda, and Comey said yes.
A tragedy in Oklahoma. Five people found dead inside a suburban Tulsa home. Two teenagers related to the victims have been taken into custody, say authorities, though we don't know much more than that. Police are not saying how the dead were killed. An injured child is in critical condition. Thousands demonstrated last night in Times Square against the nuclear deal just reached with Iran. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry will be on Capitol Hill defending the deal. With him will be the Energy Secretary and the Treasury Secretary. Authorities in Texas say the black woman found hanged in a jail cell after a confrontation with a white police officer had marijuana in her system. The sheriff says Sandra Bland told a guard during the booking process she had tried to kill herself in the past. This is AP Radio News. President Obama heads to Africa today. It's his first visit as president to Kenya, the land of his father. Here's our Mark Smith.
It's Obama's fourth trip to sub-Saharan Africa overall, the most of any sitting president.
There is a strength and a resilience there, and the opportunities are extraordinary.
Yet many Africans think the first African-American president could have done more for them. National Security Advisor Susan Rice rejects the criticism.
President Obama's record on Africa will not only match that of his predecessors, but I predict with confidence will exceed it.
Meantime, Obama won't visit the village where his father's buried on this trip, though aides say some of his Kenyan family will come to Nairobi to see him. Mark Smith at the White House.
Federal prosecutors say a Philadelphia postal carrier did not deliver 22,000 pieces of mail that were later found in his car and in the garage of his home. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.